Democratic candidate Kim Myers is a Broome County legislator seeking New York's 22nd district seat. That seat is currently held by retiring Representative Richard Hanna, Republican Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney, and Independent Martin Babinick are also running. Welcome, Kim Myers.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So, are you going to win this election?
I'm absolutely going to win this election.
What makes you think so? I heard there was a poll or something that said you were behind.
Well, you know, it depends on who put the poll out, and as we're learning, people can make their numbers look anything they want, and this is all new to me, but that's okay. We're learning as we go that you have to look at the criteria, look at what the sampling was, who did the poll, and then you can kind of gauge it from there. But yeah, we've had some polling that's very encouraging to us, and we're going to conduct our campaign the way that we're always going to conduct it no matter what, and we're going to be victorious at the finish line. We're sure of it.
Kim, tell us something about yourself. What kind of person are you? Who are your parents? What do we need to know?
Well, thank you. I'm very lucky to have come from a wonderful family, born and raised here in Broome County, lifelong resident from Broome County, Binghamton area, and now I reside in Vestal with my husband of 36 years and our six children. As I said, I was born and raised in Binghamton, New York, on the east side in a family business. My dad started a small business, a bait and tackle shop, with $300 that he literally borrowed from his grandmother that she had stored in his cookie jar. And he ended up having two stores by the time the 80s, and my siblings and I worked as we grew up in the 60s and 70s in that business. That's just what we did. It was like breathing and eating, and we called it the store because to us there wasn't any other business besides the store. And we ran the cash register, swept the floors, marked the merchandise, and did whatever we had to do to make that business put food on our table.
Did you have to pick up the worms?
Did have to pick up the worms. As a matter of fact, we sold Nightwalkers on the countertop, and when we would come to work on Saturdays, we'd bring our lunch, and we didn't think anything of it, that we took our bag lunch and put it in the refrigerator in the back room right next to the Nightwalkers. And it was just what you did, and when somebody came in, they wanted to make sure that they were fresh. And I remember I'd open the lid and take my finger and fish it around there and show them how nice and juicy and big and fat those Nightwalkers were before they went out fishing.
That's great.
You know, those in a tackle department, you know, those red and white bobbers
sure.
for fishing?
Yeah.
And they usually come in a huge, huge bin. Well, as a kid, I knew how many were in that bin because we were all there for inventory once a year, and you had to count every single one of them. And I swear my father would know if you just guessed. He would absolutely know, so there was no fudging that. But in the 80s, when my dad's health started to fail, my siblings and I bought that two-store business from my dad. And under my brother's vision and leadership, we grew that business to what's now Dick's Clothing and Sporting Goods.
Wow.
We have 750 stores and employ 37,000 people across the entire United States. We are so proud, and I am so proud of that accomplishment. We've lived and are living literally the American dream. And my dad used to always tell us a couple of things. He was a man of lots of cliches, but in all sincerity and with often tears in his eyes, he would say, only in America could somebody like me achieve something like this. And I believe that's true. My husband's worked at Dick's Sporting Goods since his 16th birthday. He was the first baseman on my brother's baseball team. And when my dad said, I need somebody to work in the warehouse, which was literally a shed in the parking lot, my brother said, well, what about Tim Myers? My dad said, you mean the first baseman? He said, yeah, the first baseman. So my husband got a job at Dick's, and like I said, the only other thing on his resume is the Binghamton Press paper route. I went to Cortland State, got a degree in education, came back, and as we were growing the family business, we did whatever we had to do. We've spent our anniversaries in the break room marking Umbro shorts, whatever it took. And again, that's just what we did. We started our family, and as I said, we have six children, and I was elected to the Board of Education because education is very, very important to me. It was actually very important to my dad, who barely graduated from high school, and that's by his own admission, and didn't go to college. He would help a lot of kids go to college, and he would help a lot of people with education, and he knew education was important for all of us. So it was a natural fit that I would be on the school board and spend 18 years there, eight of them as president. I currently am a Broome County legislator, but someplace in between there, I also had my own small business for 13 years where I sold children's clothing and educational toys.
Did you go to college?
I did. I graduated from Cortland State
with
a degree in education. And I did teach Title I in the classroom for a short period of time as well. And so now we are, like I said, I'm running for Congress, as you have noted. As we have six kids, as I said before. The oldest is 34. Actually, he turned 35 on Sunday.
And do they live in the district?
Some of them do, and some of them don't. But
well, that's a couple of votes right there.
Right, right. And our youngest is only eight, so she can't vote. She just started second grade, but she knows what's going on, and she calls it my election, and she hopes I win my election. And so that's we've always been involved in the area. I've always worked very hard and been very passionate about our Broome County area and our 22nd district in general. It's pretty much the same. The issues are the same throughout the 22nd district.
So you got a little bit of a helping hand in that, as I understand it anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, Representative Richard Hanna, now retiring, has refused to endorse your Republican opponent.
That's what I understand, and I've had been blessed and grateful for many conversations that I've had with Richard Hanna. I really admire his work in Congress. I admire the way he would vote for what was right, not necessarily along party lines. His constituent service was outstanding. As I've gone through the 22nd district and I've heard story after story of how admired he is for what he's done for the individual constituents. And as a matter of fact, a conversation with Richard Hanna is one of the tipping points that convinced me to run for this seat.
How so?
It's, as you might know, in our area, we live in a not very big area, so there's not many secrets. I wouldn't even say it's a secret, but things get out. So through a mutual friend, Richard Hanna heard that I was considering running for Congress. And it was on Christmas Eve day that, as I'm expecting 45 people for dinner because we have a large family, my phone rings and it's Richard Hanna. And he says, I heard that you're thinking about running for Congress. And he proceeded to be very, very generous with his time and his information. And he said, you know, I'll tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly, which he did. But really, at the end of the conversation, he said to me, what I'm going to tell you, though, is as bad as Washington is, and he said, and it is bad. He said, if you decide to do this and win, and he paused, and he said, and I think you can win. He said, it's a job that you will never regret a day in your life. He says, because you have the ability and the power to affect individual lives in your congressional district. And he said, and that makes it all worth it. That was one of the tipping points for me that I said, then that is what I want to do, and that's what I'm going to do and attempt to do.
We've been talking to Kim Myers, a Broome County legislator seeking the New York's 22nd district seat, and that is the seat that is currently held by retiring Representative Richard Hanna. Kim, thank you for this wonderful introduction. When we come back the next time, I'll ask you about some subjects, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.